the building. We have just concrete right there here. This is partition, and here we have a concrete, and of course the access is that way here, concrete over here, and it's just a concrete slab that you can use for just
a wash area.
The wash area, and of course after that the vehicles will get inside this that it was.
Retail sales and services conditional. So if we did O and then they come back, they would have to get a conditional for the where it has the C?
For what use?
For the, so the...
be a repair service.
Repair service, yeah. Because, I mean...
repair service is permitted.
In office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I think that covers what we're trying to do.
Obviously office, which would be the tax preparing.
Yeah.
Or financial services.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not your general automotive repair. What they're asking, I mean, it's pretty much a wash and... puts decals on is what they're looking for. So as far as chemicals and things that would need to be overlooked for oils and gases, that's not going to be an issue there.
Repair service is an establishment that maintains, services, reconditions, or modifies.
Exactly what it does.
Refurbishes consumer goods to its original function on an as-needed basis. I'm good with office.
I think that encompasses both of the things that they desire to do with the property.
Yep.
Vehicles? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, so with the repair side of it, to modify or refurbish consumer goods, which would be the vehicle, to refurbish or modify with the wrap that you would be putting on them, the vinyl wrap, it does fit into that category of repair service. Do you agree with that, Mr. Stiles?
Sure, yeah.
Sure, yeah? Or
yeah. I think it fits better under, you know, automotive, but you could make a case for it.
I think with just the simple description we have there, well, without overzoning a particular...
Let me see the book again. Sorry. I can read the book quicker than I can.
Where do you want to go?
I don't remember. Was it 95?
95 was the one that...
Yeah, 95. Any other use that is determined by the County Commission to be of the same general character as the above permitted? I just want to make sure that we have the discretion ability. So we do have the discretion ability. Okay, I think we're good.
And that would cover both of your needs to operate the two things that you're asking for, ma'am. The office zoning.
The office, so I don't need to do a reclassification of that. Okay. And, for example, if I would like to increase in business, not right now, but just ahead, I will have to do a reclass.
Depends on what the business is.
Depends on if it fits this zoning layer. Then
okay.
Yes, if it did not, you would have to come back and ask for a rezone request.
For any other automobile
Well, if you're going to do automotive repair, then yes, you would have to come back and get it.
No, I don't want to be with grabbers right there.
This particular one gives us the discretion for the services that you have asked to be approved at this time. So is there any further discussion or questions for the applicant before I close the public hearing? Okay. Yeah, is there anyone that wishes to speak in favor or opposition of this project or proposal? Okay, hearing none.
Ma'am, do you have anything else?
Yeah, no, you're good.
Well, you know, it's just, it's of course, it comes with the business. And, of course, if that, like, for example, we're doing the vinyl wrapping, if that include if we use paint or anything like that for a vehicle, like we have to do some painting or anything? That sometimes, you know, with that kind can be just maybe smaller.
They go back to that 95, scroll up real quick.
I just want to make sure and not do something out of
No, back down, sorry. Wait, where are you, what page are you at?
96.
Okay, keep going.
You want to read?
I don't remember. Scroll back up. Okay, go back down. Go down to the non.
I go past it.
Okay, now go ahead and scroll down. Read somewhere that must have been the home, the R1. I think
home
R1
location.
R1 it was specifically not allowed.
Here
I think you could allow it with the because then you go back and look at the definition, it's repairing, modifying.
Refurbishing.
That's a good word. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're good.
I don't foresee any issues as long as it's pertinent to the end result of it having a vinyl wrap.
Okay, and we can do paint for repair some parts, that's what I'm saying, small parts or something like that sometimes.
I would say for a repair to finish your final project of a vinyl wrap, that's the objective.
Okay, because we also have the back... shot the big that one that we can use and stuff. So I should not incur in any problems. Is that correct?
As long as you're not running a full-on auto repair
or
body shop out of that building, if it is pertinent to the vinyl repair, a simple maintenance refurbishing part to accommodate a final product with a vinyl wrap, then no, it shouldn't be an issue as far as
I'm concerned.
Yeah, me either. Okay.
Good.
Anything further, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. So if there's no one to speak in favor or in opposition at this time, I'll close the public hearing and we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve the order number 4-21-2025-03, changing or amending the order. I'm trying to find it. I guess I have it. Do you have it? Sorry. Amending it to say from A1 instead of C2, but from A1 to office.
R1.
Excuse me. Totally don't have it in front of me.
Did you second? I'm sorry.
No. Are
you not finished yet?
I don't have the right one. I said A1. R1 to office.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Can I ask a question?
I would
enter. Will there be any restrictions on that?
The restriction for the office should just be
office use. Gotcha. Yep.
To accommodate the request that we had, I mean.
Do you think that there's a restriction that we're not thinking of?
No, okay. Just want to make sure there is one.
Okay, so the motion and the second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Well, I was going to take a quick break real quick, but we'll just push through here and
rapid fire
go through these. So please, let's move to our next order of business, which would be the bid recommendation 202503-574 for the 3/4-ton double cab four-wheel drive trucks, one or more. So please proceed.
In response to bid number RFB 202503-574, 3/4-ton double cab four-wheel drive truck, one or more, we had three total bid responses. The first one from Bakersfield Dodge of Bakersfield, California. The total bid came in at $54,756.75. Delivery time of 16 weeks. Unfortunately, that bid was disqualified due to not adhering to our bidding requirements. The second one was Penninger Chevrolet Buick GMC of Branson, Missouri. The total bid was $47,863. Or $51,795 with the extended warranty. Delivery time on that one was 120 days, and they were fully compliant on their bid. And the last one was CFLR Auto LLC, doing business as Corwin Ford Lincoln Republic of Republic, Missouri. The total bid was $52,300 and a delivery time of 90 to 120 days, and they were also fully compliant on their bid. As we went through the bids, all the bids received, we recommend the commission to award Penninger Chevrolet Buick GMC Missouri as the best option for Taney County and ask the commission for a motion to vote as such.
Do you guys have any questions?
Have none.
Do not. Move to award bid number 202503-574 to Penninger Chevrolet Buick GMC of Branson.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next one we have is the bid recommendation 202504-576 for propane.
You don't need to go through the whole.
Yeah, no. So we'll just look at this. And
we have two responses.
Yep.
From Mountain Country Propane and one from Abbey Lane. And the recommendation is to go with Abbey Lane.
We do have a recommendation, yes.
And they are $1.69 with no additional tank rental. The other was $1.849 plus $1 per rented tank. Yep. So any questions?
Abbey Lane would be the cheaper and have next day, same or next day service for us. I have no questions.
I do not. Move to award bid number 202504-576 to Abbey Lane LPG.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yes.